Saturday, March 16th, WGHN Radio presented Everything Expo 2024, everything and more from Central Park Place, downtown Grand Haven. We spoke with various businesses and nonprofits throughout the event about what makes them unique. One of the organizations we had the pleasure of interviewing is Lakeshore Painting and Finishing.
92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It is the WGHN Everything Expo, and we're coming to you live from Central Park Place. All kinds of vendors out here, including Lakeshore Painting and Finishing, and we have Al Planiga on the mic. How are you?
Good, Marilyn. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Your company, Lakeshore Painting and Finishing, did our studios, and I have to tell you, I love them. Our studios look so great. The colors are so wonderful. How long has this been in business, Lakeshore Painting and Finishing?
Actually, for 30 years, if you can imagine.
That's a long time.
Yep.
Wow.
It was kind of a side gig when I first started, and but the last 10 years or so, I've kind of formalized it and made it more of like a real deal business for marketing, and my goodness, we're up to 5 full-time employees now.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and I tell you what, my favorite part about it is just when you walk into a space and you look at it, it just looks tired, and you want to do something about it. And then when we get done, the quality of our workmanship, I mean, all our clients are just completely wowed. And it's not just the final finish, but it's the whole process, because I've got a really good crew.
Oh, I would agree. And it's interesting you said a room looks tired. That's true.
Totally.
Just by a color on a wall, it does look tired. It's amazing what paint can do.
Absolutely.
How have paint colors change? Because here's the thing, I always thought it would be the best job to sit in a boardroom and come up with the names of paint colors.
Right.
Aren't they? It's just amazing.
Yeah, I don't know who the creative person is.
I don't know who does that, but colors have changed quite a bit, haven't they?
Absolutely. They kind of come and go. It's funny, I just did an estimate a couple weeks ago, and I walked in, I'm like, oh, hello, 1995.
Really?
Yeah, because the colors are so distinct, you know, like by a decade or so.
Okay.
You know? And grays are definitely all the abuzz right now. And
I saw that,
blues,
yeah.
And, you know,
grays and blues.
Whereas before, there was a lot of like deeper reds and greens.
Yes.
And who knows what moves society to, you know, change their perspective on colors.
Right. Isn't that interesting now how some paint can... What else do you guys do? Because you do painting and finishing. So what else does that include?
Yeah, we can actually do custom woodworking as needed.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so if you... There's really nothing that we can't do in terms of staining, polyurethaning, just regular painting, if you will. We actually do commercial industrial painting as well. We did a very large factory in Holland last year. So,
okay.
Yeah, we're very versatile.
I think
that's what kind of keeps us kind of a cut above.
Well, I know when you were in our studios, I was amazed at the tools that they were using for some of the things. I was like, wow. I'm the sloppiest painter you will ever meet. I will hire Lakeshore Painting and Finishing any day.
I'm just
so sloppy at that. But what is like the turnaround on something? If somebody says, you know, come on into the house, you come into their house and they say, we want 3 rooms done, and you take a look. What's the turnaround on something like that?
You know, honestly, it depends on the time of year.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Summer, we're really flying around during the summer because everyone wants their exterior done. We all know that Michigan has a very short, you know, warm season during the summer. And so we try to, you know, accommodate the interior projects during the summer. But we're probably a couple weeks out.
Okay.
During the winter, it's pretty much, you know, within a week or two, we can get over to you.
Yeah, you got our studios done really, really fast. That was pretty impressive. What kind of display do you have over here? Because I know you have all kinds of paints and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
What's going on?
You know, as I was kind of envisioning what we're going to do for the show today, I was like, you know, you got to do the standard fare where you're like, you got to put your signs up, your business cards. But you know what? Let's make it fun for the kids.
Right.
So actually, we have little paper plates, which is going to be the pretend palette.
Okay.
We've got like 6 major colors. We're going to have the kids just swirl the colors together. We've got shamrocks to paint because it's St. Paddy's Day tomorrow.
Yes.
We've got flowers because it's spring.
Uh-huh.
And then we have suns.
I love it.
So
I'm going to have to come over and paint.
Everybody loves sunshine. Oh, please. I know yours would be creative.
So. Yeah. Hopefully I won't get paint all over the place. I love it.
It's washable paint.
It is washable paint. Is most of the paint that you use washable? It is now, isn't it?
It's scrub. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we use...
All safe materials and all of that, obviously.
Yeah,
right.
You know, the industry as a whole has really come a long ways. You know, I don't know, even 15 years ago, you could get oil-based paints, which were super smelly. You almost had to, like, evacuate your house for a day or two.
Yes, I remember that,
but
yes.
Now, most of the paints are all very low VOC.
Okay.
The VOCs refer to, like, just the, I'll call it the stink factor, you know, how much, you know, odor is being presented once you open the can. And it's very nominal. Now.
I would say that's true, because I would come in the morning, and you guys had painted all day, and it wasn't that big of a deal at all, to, you know, so...
Yep, the paint engineers are doing something right.
I'm telling you, so much has changed. It just things just continue to evolve, don't they?
Absolutely.
I'll tell you. What do you think the hot, other than gray and blue, what's the bright hot color this year? Is it?
Way to put me on the spot.
I know. I just put you
that one.
Lime. I'm seeing a lot of lime green.
Well,
yellow.
Yes, yellows are good.
Okay, all right.
Honestly, like, it's just been a truckload of gray.
Isn't that something? Gray and blues. Gray
and
blue.
But like you said, like, you can go into Sherwin-Williams or any paint store and you see,
yeah.
I call it the wall of pain, trying to pick one color out of a 1-inch by 2-inch square, you know, as far as the color selection.
Right.
But, yeah, just lots of different grays and blues.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Who would have thunk it? Well, we'll check in with you a little bit later
Sounds good.
And we're going to be here till 4 o'clock. The kids can come and paint and get details on Lakeshore painting and finishing.
There is no better choice than WGHN Radio to tell your group's story. With award-winning marketers, copywriters, and producers in-house, we will work with you to formulate a plan to make your voice heard. Contact us today at 616-842-8110 or visit WGHN.com to learn how we can contribute to your organization's growth.